Hello, everybody. Welcome back to episode 7 of the Life Experience Podcast. My name is Evan Aquino. This is our co-host,
Carl McCook.
Carl McCook. So, man, you know, it's been a minute, Carl.
It has been a minute.
It's been a minute, bro.
Some people might say months. It's been a month.
It's been a little more. It's been about half a year. You know, it's crazy to think about it, but our last episode was late June. So it's been five months.
August, September, October, November.
It really, time flew by like this, you know. I've been trying to find time to make some episodes, you know, but it's been hard.
With conflicting schedules?
Yeah, with your schedule and my schedule. You just want to tell the people you've been up to, Carl?
Well, you know how it is. Just school fires up, so you're stuck in school, of course, making bats. Shout out Outstroke and Bat Company. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, just working around the house here and there, whatever the parents ask, right. You know.
Like mowing the lawn.
I have, actually, due to the cold weather, there has not been a lot of grass cutting. I did leaf blow off my entire yard yesterday. My dad has this big push blower, and he was like, can you blow off the driveway so we can plant some winter grass? I know you guys are excited about grass. Let me tell you some more about it. So anyway, I'm out there with a backpack blower and blowing off the yard and then take the big push blower and just push it all into the woods. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to plug the business a little more? Just say like what you're about, you know, where they can find you, the Instagram.
Yeah. No. So it's just Outstroking, @Outstroking on Insta and Twitter. Just custom bats, custom designs. We've actually found a... I don't know. I take my endeavors very seriously, okay?
Just go.
Here at Outstroking, nothing is a joke. We take everything very seriously. Unlike some of our customers. So we've been, you know, we actually found this new stain that hardens instantly with UV light. So it's going to not only save us time, but money as well on some stains and paint, seeing as we need to buy some new stuff. But yeah, you know, just been hard at work, new ideas, cutting a ton of bats. Had the last few tournaments of the fall, so we've, you know, made some bats for some teammates, made some bats for myself. And yeah, just been working on designs.
You've been making bats for your teammates at school?
Teammates at, none at school, but for teammates that played with me on my summer ball team, my travel ball team.
Oh, that's sick. Yeah. Carl's been busy with all that. I've been arguably even more busy, to be honest. You know, I've had basketball, a lot of basketball. I've had a lot of college application busyness.
That's true. That's
crazy stress and anxiety was that with that, but not too bad, you know, because. And then we got, I mean, a lot of school stuff. We got trumpet, a lot of games. Man, what else? And just a lot of extracurriculars that come with college apps and school that I had to keep up with.
Yeah, especially with some teachers that we have.
Yeah.
You know, we share a certain love for.
Yeah, we're not going to name them, but.
Or the class.
But yeah, so me and Carl and I deeply apologize. We haven't been, it's been a minute, you know, we haven't been keeping up with life experience, but that's just a little update on how our life has been going.
Wait, but how?
Coming from the life experience.
Wait, think about it though. We have been keeping up with the life experience because we've been experiencing life and then tell them about the life experience.
That's a bar.
That's deep knowledge.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, let's get right into it, you know?
Yeah. So what do you want to jump right into? I mean, I heard you talking about basketball and I'll finish up with baseball. You just want to talk about the sports?
I want to talk about what you are going to talk about.
Oh, you want to go straight?
Yeah, let's go straight.
What if we say that for later? I think we
Right now.
Right now.
The people want to hear. They want to get into it right now.
Okay, so what Evan's talking about is I was listening to this podcast that was sent to me, and it's really good. I try and listen to podcasts to keep myself well acclimated with the current events, but this one was just talking about, to dumb it down, I'm not even finished with it yet because it's about a 3-hour long episode. So I'm about an hour and 50 into it. But just talking about like the propaganda that's put into our lives on a day-to-day basis that we don't even notice.
So, I mean, first, you know, just started talking about like social media, and within social media, there's so much that is like psychologically embedded into our brains without us noticing. Actually, it's encouraged me, and I've really been thinking about it. I've been looking all day to try and get a flip phone or a dumb phone.
You want to get a flip phone?
Yeah. I want to be done with my smartphone.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I've realized that everything that I need, I can supplement with my computer. So, like, posting photos on Instagram or X, I don't need my smartphone for that. My parents have smartphones. My sister does. And I can take photos with a different camera and upload them to my computer. I have no need for the smartphone. So, all it is has been a distraction. And every week when I get my screen time back as well and see that, you know, what my screen time is, I've realized that it's not beneficial for me. And there are studies that show that, like, the short-form videos, too, are worse for your brain than even drinking alcohol at a young age.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of the damage that it does to your attention span and everything under that. But so it just started off with going back to the podcast, it started off with like the propaganda that's put in social media. I'm not someone that likes videos because I know that other people can see what I like. So I just save videos to my collection if I think it's good. But I also try not to follow too many people. I mean, I follow my close friends and I follow some like, I like the UFC, so I'll follow some UFC fighters because I want to get more UFC content to know the upcoming fights and things. And I follow some baseball content to see the upcoming games and trades. But then I started getting like more like propaganda that was around what I watched. So I started getting like UFC and I started getting like baseball. And then I started getting like, I remember this was after the Charlie Kirk assassination. I would get videos for it. And I would say, like, I'm not interested in this. And then I would get flooded with more and more and more videos of it. It was actually the opposite. Like, I'm not interested in this topic. And then, like, I would scroll down and 2 videos later and have another video of it.
Well, I did something similar on, because are you talking about YouTube?
No, this is on Instagram.
Oh, well, I don't really, like, so wait, going back to what you were saying about short-term videos, you know, I'll go back to that later.
Yeah.
But I'm on YouTube. I click not interested, and it doesn't really show me anything like that anymore. So maybe it's just different from that Instagram. Anyway.
I just think at that time, it was like this was very recent after his death.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was a lot of people posting about it, so I think it just overflowed, I mean, in my opinion. But yeah, on YouTube's actually, like, I don't know what setting I turned on, because it just one day it wasn't working. I updated the app, and the next day I have it now to where, like, it reminds me, like, hey, take a break. If I'm watching it at night and fall asleep, it'll like it'll say, hey, it's time for a break. And then it'll just like freeze your screen and it'll turn off if you don't respond.
Mm, on Instagram?
No, on YouTube.
Oh.
I actually use YouTube for a lot of information. Like that's where I got a lot of like my ideas for like the baseball bats and the woodworking and, you know, all of that I've actually gotten from YouTube. So,
yeah.
Like I said, I can supplement going back to, you know, my phone. Like, I don't need it. Like, I don't want to admit how many hours I have spent on Clash Royale.
Clash Royale.
Oh, that game. Do you play?
No,
I don't.
I hear a lot of people talking about it and how they ask other people about their status on Clash Royale, whatever. I don't know.
The trophies.
I don't.
It's addicting. That the trophy climb. Oh my gosh, man.
I don't
know. Then it makes me mad because I'll lose games to people that like either spent money on the game or just have a, I don't know, like a frustrating deck.
Mm.
And, dude, I mean, I would never throw my phone, ever. But
it's been thrown before.
It has not, but it's gotten close.
Oh, okay.
I mean, there have been times where I have angrily dropped it on my bed so I didn't throw it on the hardwood floor. But let me tell you, man, that, you know. But all that to say, the screen time, the damage to short form videos to your brain, the propaganda that you're getting fed unknowingly, that you just it's called. There's the word, subliminal messaging. It happens all the time, even on TV commercials. There's studies that show that even when you go into a store, the music that is played there is actually supposed to encourage you to purchase more things, to put you in a better mood, like all of that. So it happens all around us in our daily lives. There's plenty of studies to back it up. So with all of that in mind, it has really encouraged me to get off my smartphone and notice that I don't have a need for it because other people around me will have it. And if I can get a dumb phone that calls, text, and, you know, I'm trying to find one that has Spotify just because I like listening to music, but calls, text, and music, and I will be set.
I love that. You know, something I started, like, actually a long time ago now, I think maybe like a year ago or like maybe like many months ago, I noticed how I was scrolling through, because back then I didn't have Instagram, I just had YouTube. I was scrolling through YouTube shorts, and it would be like endless. It would be like addicting, and it would be like I noticed after my mood would like feel less upbeat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I feel better, but I feel tired.
Yeah.
It's weird.
I don't feel better, but listen.
No, I mean, like, if I'm distracted by something, I've had, like, a long day at school or whatever, any of that, I'll scroll on YouTube or scroll on Instagram, and it distracts me from it, but it's not like it distracts me and I feel energy to, like, get off of it and go work out. No, like, it distracts me and it makes me tired and makes me, like, you know, that's what I mean.
Like I used to try to limit myself saying, like, only do a few YouTube shorts or something, and then it would not be a few YouTube shorts. It would be more than a few. So what I did, I said not interested to, or I said fewer shorts. I did that setting on YouTube. Now, this was, like, a long time ago, so I haven't watched shorts in a while. I don't watch shorts anymore. What I do, I just watch full long-form videos on YouTube, because I don't like anything to do with that. I hate.
I need that. I just need hate to do
the
that.
Short form video.
I'm not gonna lie. The chess shorts is what gets me.
What is that?
Like chess, people playing chess.
Oh, chess.
Yeah, I love it. It's got me actually back into playing chess, which I feel kind of smarter because I stopped playing chess for 2 years, something like that. Long time. And my buddy and I used to be like we were heads of the chess club in our, you know, community. I know.
Yo, are you serious?
I'm serious. It was me and my friend.
That's crazy.
His name's Lucky. So we like had our own chess club. We'd meet at the library with 30 kids and we'd, you know, help them play chess. And then we had like a big tournament at the end of our, I know it's nerdy, right? But like that was, you know, I was reading more back then. I was, you know, I was playing
chess. No, that's
doing
good.
Puzzles. Like I felt like I got smarter. And then I stopped doing that. And then, you know, more of my time got sucked up by school. And trust me, I got some things to say about school.
You know what? You know what you just reminded me of? Saying the word nerdy. You know what it just reminded me of?
No one says the word nerdy anymore.
I was watching this video, like, it was going to the most dangerous prisons in Georgia, or the most dangerous prisons in the nation.
Right.
And it happened to be in, I don't know, I don't remember. It was like Cobb County or Forsyth County or something. And it was like bad prison, horrible conditions, right? And they were interviewing one of the inmates there, and he said, I actually really like this because I think of this now. He said, when you were younger and you were trying to be cool, and then you look down to all the nerdy people or not cool people, all those people are now looked to as like the cool people. Like they're all like success, like you see like the people in high school now is like nerdy that focus on their grades or like aren't with like a bunch of social media or cool stuff or like doing what the popular kids do. Those are the people that become successful.
I agree. The people that like, you know, there's a lot to be said for staying focused in school. And I don't think that the school environment that we have now is the best, especially for, you know, certain people that want certain careers, but it's a necessity because it's just the way that it's been set up. But there's a real difference between the people that apply themselves in school. And I'm not saying, like, don't go party and don't have fun.
Mm.
But, like, there you can see, like, the kids that don't do their homework and the kids that, like, you know, don't try in school and get bad grades actually. And
like, that's
like,
not the cool thing. Like, that's not good.
No.
You know, you should try. You should, like, surround yourself with the right people because, like, it just, I don't know. It just makes me. Like, with me, I noticed this year more than any other years, I've surrounded myself with more, like, I guess you could say nerdy people.
Right.
Just because it's the right group, it's the people doing the right things with the right mindset, not doing anything bad, getting into any bad things. You know, that's, like, the people who I want to be like. But I still balance, you know, being like a, I guess you could, no one uses this term, like a jock, I guess
you could say. Yeah, because you play sports, you know, there's always been, like, a separation between that. But, no. I mean, to be a well-rounded athlete and then student is good because, you know, sports, there's so many more, like, there's so many life lessons in sports that people just don't realize. And then with school, you know, you can, I mean, I don't think that all your classes in school are beneficial, but I do think there's a lot to be had from it. And, you know, like, I don't know, I was talking to my dad the other day, and it was like, you know, what you do now, like,
if you make a mistake here or there, if you lie on a test, or if you are like, if you disobey your parents, or like, you're not going to mess up your life permanently. But like, if you miss a homework, you're not going to mess. But like, when you are lazy about it, like, you could mess up your life permanently. Because if you don't, if you do bad in high school and don't get your diploma, or you do bad in high school and you don't go to good college and you want a job that, you know, requires a good degree, you'll right. mess up the rest of your life because of something small in high school.
Right.
So not saying like, oh, you're going to mess up your entire life by being a goofball in high school. No, that's not true. But you could ruin your entire life by being a goofball in high school. It's like a contradictory, you know?
Mm.
Like, there's a difference between like having fun and just being a kid, and then like, I guess you're like being an idiot.
Mm.
And, you know, you can make one mistake. My dad knew a lot of people that, you know, made poor decisions even outside of school. And it was something simple. But it ended up like losing out on scholarships and losing out on college offers, all because of, you know, them not making a good choice.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think about that a lot. Of like, hey, look, I can have fun now. I can goof off. I can be a kid, but keep it within a realm of normality. Mm-hmm. Because if you like, if I start slacking on my grades, that's the difference between, you know, in Georgia, we have the Hope Scholarship with Zell Miller. That's the difference between getting that scholarship and covering 90% or more of your tuition and not covering that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why I always strive for good grades, so I don't have to, you know, pay for college.
Yeah. You know, being a kid, that kind of brought something to my mind. I just want to speak on. Have you ever thought about like you're getting old too quickly?
Yes, bro. All the time.
Really?
Yes.
All okay, the good. Because I remember my freshman year getting fresh into high school, right from middle school. I would think that like I was so old, and I was my time is coming to an end. I'm gonna be going to college soon. But now I'm a senior looking at the freshmen, it's like, man, they're so young. Why didn't I it's kind of seeing like the glass half full, half empty.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know exactly. Like, I look on it. I have a younger sister, you know. So I'm watching her like 8th grade or she's 7th grade, and I'm like, "Man, that was peak. That was the best."
Yeah.
That was awesome. I mean, I had like no obligations. Didn't matter how I did in baseball, didn't matter what I got in school.
Mm-hmm.
I just got to have fun. I hang out with my friends all the time, and
I know.
You know, now it's like, got to play good in baseball to go play college ball. You got to, you know,
but here, spend your time wisely. You see that? When we think that now, but I bet you the kids in college are thinking that we're young. They wish they
exactly. Could and that's it. What you hear all the time is like the guys in college, like, you know, enjoy high school because college. And then the guys that are in the pros are like, enjoy college and high school.
I mean, yeah, like our parents are like, man, back in the college days, like they want to look back in college. I mean, that's just how it works. But like one that I want to like, and I kind of have like, I think I have gone, I've gained so much wisdom, like Master Oogway. I've gained so much wisdom knowing that, like, I'm on the younger side. So I don't really worry about, like, getting old too quickly anymore.
All right, this is going to derail a little bit, but I just, like, maybe like a little bit, like a mini debate here. Hear
what,
me out.
What?
Do you think, like, Master Oogway is, like, the wisest fictional character? Like, if you had to pick one, like, but, like, not even, like, a lie. I'm talking, like, animated, fictional, like, Pixar style, like DreamWorks, like I'm talking like kids movie fiction, like kids movie, TV show, anything. Do you think he's the wisest?
No.
Who do you think's the wisest?
The car from Cars.
Like the old guy?
The old guy from Cars.
Oh my God. Like the Hornet. I think it's like the Hornet is his name.
Yeah, the Hornet.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. I disagree.
I mean, I don't know. They're up
no, that, that's good though. But did you ever watch Ninjago?
Yeah.
Bro, Sensei Wu was him. I learned so much.
Wait, now we're going to talk movies. You know what hit me the other day? I don't know, maybe we were like, because you're 2 grades younger than me, technically, even though we're about the same age. When you see things online thinking about or talking about like do you remember this, the nostalgia?
Yeah.
And like you get those shows you used to watch, those video games you used to play. Did you used
to?
Yeah,
I still watch.
did you play Skylanders?
I never played Skylanders.
Do you know what it is?
But I do know what it is.
Okay,
I've heard of it.
Did you watch Slugterra?
No, I didn't.
You didn't? No. Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
I maybe.
Trust me, you did. You don't remember. You don't remember, but you did.
I feel like I would remember Slug Terra.
Let me
look it up.
Go on. Let me type it in.
Let me look it up.
Then you look at the images and just
Slug
Terra. I mean, it just reminds me.
I'm telling
me.
You, I did not watch Slug Terra. No way. Oh, I know this. I never watched it, but I know what it is. Yeah.
Dude, isn't that crazy?
That's a blast.
I remember seeing it in a flood of just nostalgia and memories entered my mind in that instant. I mean, it's just crazy to think like that it felt like a whole nother life.
No, I know.
Like before us, it felt like a pre-life, you know what
there
I'm saying?
There were shows that I forgot. You know the show Yo Gabba Gabba?
No. What are you really? Talking about?
You know Blue's Clues?
Yeah.
Dude, I forgot about those shows. And I, you know, of course, I'm the victim to the scrolling. And it's like...
The doom like scrolling.
These kids will never know.
Like, I know.
The kids today will never know.
These days just...
I saw an interview in this because, like, what's your favorite cartoon? And he's like, what's a cartoon? I just watch YouTube. And I'm like...
That's bad.
I'm like, what? That's what do you bad. Mean?
Well, I mean, at the same time...
Chocolate milk at grandmom and granddad's house,
at
dude.
The same time, our parents are like... saying the same thing.
Yeah, they're making, but I mean, like, okay, so like my dad always told me, he's like, I was never a TV guy, but there was like the Saturday morning cartoons, you know, or the Sunday morning cartoons that was like you would watch. And then, you know, my mom had the same thing, even though she was in Brazil, they had like their show they watched as a family, like Thursday nights.
Oh,
and,
really?
Like, they watched TV, but it wasn't like anything crazy, not like now, because you don't have what we have now,
mm-hmm.
30 years ago. But to go from like not having a TV to being like, no, I just don't watch cartoons. Cartoon Network was my childhood. I'm serious. Like my mom,
Cartoon Network, Disney.
We didn't like. She wouldn't let us watch it at the house. Like we also didn't have it. But, like she wouldn't let us watch it if it ever like if there was any ever opportunity. Like she's like, no, you can't watch those shows. And then you'd go to, like my grandparents' house, and it'd be like Chocolate Milk and The Amazing World of Gumball.
I was just that thinking shows, that. I was just
that show.
That's my favorite cartoon of all time.
Oh, it's so funny. That like Uncle Grandpa. I never watched SpongeBob SquarePants.
Wait, Uncle Grandpa, where do I know that from?
It's an old cartoon show.
Uncle Grandpa.
Good morning. And like he had like the giant realistic flying tiger, Pizza Steve. He had the RV.
The bell is so close to ringing, but it's just not. Like
the belly bag. He had the belly bag that would talk to him.
Oh my gosh, wait. I'm actually like trying to
had like a butt chin, a huge head.
Oh, the red hair? Did he have like red hair?
I don't know. You want me to look him up?
Wait, yeah.
Do you need the photo?
Dude, this
do you
is I'm getting so much. It's coming back to me. My pre-life.
Uncle. That's probably going to be in the video.
That's crazy.
He like a mustache. This is Uncle Grandpa. The guy with the belly bag.
Yes! Wait. Oh dude. My. No, I forgot, dude. That's crazy.
I used to watch DuckTales, too. The newer one.
Dude, you're just like bringing me back. Dude, Amazing World of Gumball is the only show that actually made me laugh. Like, genuine laugh. Like, hard laugh.
No, I know. Like, I could never watch any other show. I remember being at my great-granddad's house and, like, watching The Amazing... Because somehow he had the episodes saved in his DVR or whatever. I had no idea. Mm. So I'm watching old episodes. And I watched this one bit, and I fell on the floor laughing. And I rewatched it 3 times and laughed just as hard.
I know, dude. It's crazy.
Like, Teen Titans Go wouldn't do that for me. Uncle Grandpa, SpongeBob, any of it. Like, I never really watched much of those programs. But still, none of them made me laugh as hard as The Amazing World of Gumball.
Now it's like... Now, like, the... I mean, I guess there's still some TV shows today for the kids, but most
no,
of
Paw
it...
No, Paw Patrol does not count.
I know.
I'm sorry.
I
Mickey
mean,
Mouse Clubhouse compared to today's Paw Patrol...
And Bluey and
what is Blue? What is even Bluey? What is even
I don't know.
Bluey?
It doesn't hit the same.
The name is Bluey. It's a copy of Blue's Clues. It's a blue dog. It's like Peppa Pig and Blue's Clues had a child and it gave you Bluey. I'm telling you, that is what Bluey is.
That's crazy.
Sorry, I haven't watched more than probably 3 minutes of Bluey and I'm a hater.
I know. What's the kid? They're just doom scrolling. Their brain rotted. All their brains are moldy.
We didn't have brain rot. We had memes. Remember Boy the Frog on the unicycle?
What is it?
We had Grumpy Cat.
No, not there's what. What's the? Not memes, but
Vine.
Vine, yes.
Oh, dude, that's going way back.
No, we're going way back.
No, but like.
back then, man.
Wait, what was the...
You used to have to be creative with your content,
too. What was the
too.
Old name of TikTok? Musical.ly.
No, Musical.ly was different, I think.
No, that was the old TikTok.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It was like, did Musical.ly change to TikTok? Or like,
yeah.
I just remember when TikTok first hit the scene and it was like everybody was going crazy
Dude,
about
we're
it.
We're literally going back. We're
going back. I know. I don't know if we've transported you guys, but we have transported ourselves.
I don't maybe the I think
Remember
that,
Jake and the Neverland Pirates?
I do remember.
Oh my god. I busted my head open one time watching that show.
What?
You wanna hear the story?
No, I don't.
You don't?
Actually no, I do.
It's a good story. What no, no, no,
no, I'll hear. No, 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 I was no, just no, gonna kidding. Say, I was just gonna say like I kind of feel bad for the viewers because the age directed audience is a very wide
well, if like,
range.
I think it's mainly just, never mind. I'm just going to say like, if it's like our parents' friends, they're going to be like, oh, I remember my kid was like,
well, it's also kid. It's also other people.
Yeah. And if there's younger kids hearing it too, they're going to know. I'm like, oh my gosh. Yeah. And then if there's even younger kids listening to this somehow, get off your phone, mm-hmm. get off your right. mom's phone, quit mm-hmm. doom scrolling. Find Angry Birds, download Geometry, pay 99 cents for Angry Birds,
yeah.
and download Geometry Dash Light, and start watching Blue's Clues instead of Bluey.
Do you know Pixel Gun 3D?
Yes, I know Pixel Gun
3D. Oh,
I invested hours into that game.
I literally play it today. Like I still play.
So good.
Subway Surfers.
I had this, like, my mom had this iPad that she let me play, and I would watch, did you ever watch, like, Minecraft videos when you were younger?
No.
You never watched Stampy Long?
I don't really know Minecraft.
Okay, so I watched, like, Stampy, and I would... Like, on top of that, the two things I would do is watch Minecraft, of like the Minecraft Hide and Seeks or whatever, and I would play Pixel Gun 3D and Minecraft. Back when Minecraft used to be free on Apple platforms. So I had like this Minecraft world with my friends. Oh my gosh, dude. Takes me back. That's when life was easy.
Dude, I know. Wait, did you play Infinity?
I did with my friend.
Disney
I never had
Infinity?
It. I never had it, but every time I go to his house, we play.
That's the second behind Skylanders. That's second.
No, dude. The greatest game of all time is Minecraft Xbox 360 edition.
Oh, I don't know.
You never played it, but let me tell you, that game is the greatest.
The greatest.
The greatest goat. Game.
The GOAT. The
it goat. Is. You want to talk about versions of any, like, give me any game. I don't care downloads. I don't care any of that. Out of nostalgia and effectiveness alone. Like, I sold my Xbox 360 for, like, over $100, which was, I was surprised. And let me tell you, I wish I was $100 short. Because that, I want, there are nights that I just wish I could fire up the good old Xbox 360 and play some Minecraft.
I know. Man, that was crazy. Do you, wait. Bro, you just remind me. Do you remember, like, Just Dance?
Yes, I remember. You and I used to have Just Dance battles.
I still have it in my basement.
We need to play.
I still have it on the PS3. Bro,
I might
PS6
need to go back
is,
to your house.
PS6 is about to come out.
Are you serious? There's a PS6?
I mean, I'm guessing. If PS5 has been around for a couple years, then PS6 is probably coming soon. And then, bro, we have PS3 in my basement.
On a projector. Oh, my gosh.
There's Just Dance. There's another game, too. I forgot. Oh, It's like the game, the archery, the ping pong, where you just play sports. You can do like bowling with the little
Wii Sports.
No, not Wii Sports.
But it's on the PlayStation.
It's on the PlayStation. It's like you have the sticks. You know that, right? With the ball.
Yeah.
And you have that. You can just play sports, bro.
No, dude. Wii Sports. Like Wii I sports? Take that back.
What?
Minecraft Xbox 360 Edition is number two. The number one game of all time, hands down, for kids and everything. Is Wii Sports and Wii Sports Resort. But those two, oh my gosh. Dude, that was so much fun. Yeah. Baseball. I mean, I can remember, I'm taking full out baseball swings in my grandparents. It wasn't like an attic. It was like it was in the top floor. And I'm like full on baseball hacks up there off
I didn't play
Mary or whatever her name.
I didn't have Wii. I did. I played it with my friends.
I'm sure we can find a cheap one. We might need to get it. That might need to be our joint Christmas gift.
Really?
You buy the remotes. Do you hear that?
Is that a cat?
That is our cat.
That's your cat.
That was creepy. I feel like I should go check on her. Just edit this out. Let me go check on her and make sure she's not dying. Bro, if my cat died, I'd be so upset. I love that cat. Oh. It killed a chipmunk. Never mind. It's fine.
No, you want to see it?
We're leaving this in the video.
Is it dead? I don't even want to know. I hope it's dead. Do you see it?
Dude, your cats not get diseases from eating chipmunks?
No, this cat's an animal. You want to talk about a dog?
Well, no, that dog's an animal.
That cat's a dog. Like, literally, it's an animal.
The cat got that dog in him?
I found a rat today that was probably like 5 inches big. I'm not even kidding. It was a huge rat just laying, like, left close to our front porch where she had killed it.
He said, no, you just killed a chipmunk. It's fine.
I mean, oh my gosh. I hope that chipmunk's dead. Not okay, because the chipmunk's not okay. She left one in my shoe one time.
Really?
Yes, I was not happy.
Okay, we're leaving that in the video. Okay, what were we talking about? Yes, we are.
Is my cat okay?
Oh, it's okay. It just slaughtered.
Just killed
a chipmunk. All right, go.
She's an animal.
What are you talking about?
That cat's got that dog in her. Holy air ball. Edit that out.
No.
Yes.
No.
No, bro. That was when life was good.
Life is good, man.
Life is good, but that's when life was great.
Life is great.
It's hard to explain.
Like we that's all we knew at the time, so that's why it means so much.
This might be the saddest thing to me, but like you ever ride roller coasters?
Yeah.
You ever like go on a family trip and like go and ride? Like I went to Dollywood.
I haven't been one in like years. Like,
I know, but like I was at Dollywood and I was like sitting in line for a roller coaster, like. This is going to be awesome. Like, this roller coaster ride is going to be awesome. The problem is, I'm only going to get to experience it for, like, 30, 45 seconds. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to get off this roller coaster, and all I'm going to have is the memory of riding on the roller coaster.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, like, sad to think about. It's, like, all these things that you do in the present, they're so awesome. But then you only have the memories. And the sad thing is, too, I don't know very many people that can remember memories 100% correct. Like, they have photographic memory that can literally watch it mm-hmm. like they're watching a movie.
Yeah.
It's just like sad to think about. It's like, you know, like I'm watching time go forward. Like every second is ticking forward and there's nothing I can do to just
reach back and grab one. I'm saying that's my mindset too. I'm like glad someone else is telling me.
Yes, that's the way I feel. Like people, like you go to school and you see all these kids bummed. And I can't lie when I say I can be bummed sometimes at school, but like life's too short to be bummed.
Because
like if you think about it in the grand scheme of things, whether you believe in the Christian's theory of the earth is 6,000 years old or some of the other theories where it's a few hundred thousand years old and some theories where it says it's 13.8 billion years old. We're still a small blip.
Yeah.
Like an ant, man. Yeah. In the grand scheme of things, we think we're all that. We're top of the food chain. We're the most advanced mammal, the most advanced animal on the planet. That's fine. But us specifically, we're just a blip on the radar of what humanity is.
Oh.
And life's too short. Life's too short to be a sad blip. Be a happy blip.
A happy blip?
A happy blip.
Bet.
That could be the life experience. On the back says life experience. On the front it says be a happy blip.
Oh, I actually like that.
That would be good.
No, wait. That's actually...
We need t-shirts. What? Be a happy blip.
Be a happy blip.
Copyright, trademark, the life experience, Evan and Carl McCook. Nobody steal that, please.
You know, I'm glad you told me that because it just brought me into a whole territory. You know what I'm saying? Like you have you ever thought about this? Look, when you like, you know, you have your life, right?
Right.
We're 17, okay?
30.
Like, let's say, God willing, we live till 80, okay?
That's short.
80. Okay. Like, we're already a good chunk through our lives. We're not like crazy through. We're still kids. We're a good chunk through our lives, right? And like, dude, you die. That's it. Just think about it. That's it. Like, we don't experience...
Your time on Earth is over.
Like, no, I want you to even to the viewers, even you, I want you to close your eyes. Just think, bro. You don't breathe. You're not experiencing... You're done. You're not going to know anybody, and then you'll just be with God.
You're going to know people. If you get into what heaven is and what all of that, like, if as there's so many, no one knows for sure because there are very few people.
I'm pretty sure the Bible says you won't recognize anybody in heaven.
Pretty sure you do recognize people in heaven.
No, it says you'll have a new body, right?
No, your body is reborn. You're reborn in heaven. You're not remade. You're not a completely different person.
I'm pretty sure it says somewhere you won't
recognize anyone?
You won't recognize. I'm pretty sure.
All right. I haven't read any of that where it says that. In fact, I've read some things the opposite. But okay, let's think about it.
Or just
heaven,
Google it.
Heaven is no. Let's think about it. Okay. We'll Google it after. All right, but
okay.
Heaven's supposed to be perfect, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost a replication of the garden prior to Adam and Eve's fall, because it's us in communion with God all the time.
Mm, like
God's
that.
Present. And the garden was perfect. Nothing was wrong.
Okay.
So, and Adam was sad because he had no companions, and God made him Eve, and they were together perfectly. And if heaven's supposed to be perfect and relationships are good, why would God say, hey, you're going to die and I'm going to take you to this perfect place, but you're going to forget all of your past relationships and you're not going to remember them. It's all this that you did on earth is all the relationships you built on earth is meaningless, but it's going to be perfect. How's it going to be perfect? Because he wipes your memory. And then if God is fair and just,
doesn't God tell us to our sole reason to be on earth is to tell other people about him and to spread the gospel for him?
That's true, but then...
And if that goal is done, then there's no point?
No, because God is also, like, this isn't our home. Like, God is preparing, like, we're being prepared for something greater. Like, I've heard all sorts of things, like, there's another battle to be had. Like, Satan is still, if you start reading Revelation and what's going to happen on the earth and when Satan takes, like, power,
bro, I've been watching so many, I watched 2012 the other day, you know what that is?
No.
It's scary, you need to watch it. It's like earth ending.
Like you read all these things, like what's gonna happen, and like there's gonna be from my understanding, there's gonna be an altercation with Satan and the fallen angels. It's not just gonna be like, hey, Christ did it, because if Christ's death and resurrection was the end, like why is Satan like still fighting and why is there still sin in the world? If that's the end of it, then why is there still bad? It's because Satan is, you know. Satan's still around. Satan's still there. There's something more to be had. This is just a practice. This is a preparation, you know.
Preparation to get into heaven is what you're saying?
No, preparation for, like, of course, getting to heaven, but something greater. Like, we don't know what life in... The Bible says little on what heaven is like, from my understanding, especially compared to hell. Hell's pretty cut and dry. From the way it's preached, emphasis on dry, too, but, like, from the way it's preached and the way it's described, hell is cut and dry. Heaven... There's a lot to be had there,
mm-hmm.
You know. And then if you get into like Sheol and
have you seen those videos where it's like asking AI what it thinks heaven looks like?
I think I have. I think I've seen a few.
Do you think that's true? Like, do you think like?
I don't think artificial intelligence, because right now I'm not saying artificial intelligence is underdeveloped, but it is underdeveloped because all it's doing is pulling information from what humans already know. So from the sources that humans have made. So can I say that if humans don't definitely know what heaven is like, unless someone does, then please let me know. But humans don't definitely know what heaven is like, so how could artificial intelligence just taking the knowledge of humans know what heaven is like?
Mm-hmm. Right.
But let's ask ChatGPT what she thinks or he thinks. Or
no, let's
what
go.
It
well,
thinks.
Well, go back before I answer that question. What were you talking? You were talking about.
Hmm.
What were you talking about?
No, I was just saying, like, you know, like. How could heaven be perfect, but then I forget, like, I forget my family, I forget all the relationships that I have.
Well, ask Google.
Yeah. Do you forget everybody you know in heaven? Quora says no. Isaiah 65:7 says... Some interpret it as saying, it said, so Isaiah 65 says, see, I'll create new heavens and new earth. The former things will not be remembered, nor will they come to mind. Some interpret Isaiah 65:17 saying, we will have no memory of our earthly lives in heaven. However, one verse earlier in Isaiah 65:16 says, for the past troubles will be forgotten and hidden from my eyes. It is like our past troubles will be forgotten, not all of our memories. So context.
So...
It's just saying, like, the problems that we had on earth, our sins, all of that will be for... I mean, that's the way I've always understood it.
Mm.
But, like, how could... Like, I just don't understand how God can give us all of this and give us this earth and all these amazing things and say, hey, you know, heaven is going to be even better than earth and I'm going to reform it, but you're going to forget all your relationships.
Right.
Then it's a moot point. If that's the way that life is, like, hey, when I die, I'm just going to forget about relationships. Like, what's the point of even being friends with people? What's the point of making relationships if it's going to be nothing? And then, too, we are made in God's image, right? So there's a reason that all humans seek out for relationships. Even God seeks out relationships with humanity and other beings in heaven. So if God seeks relationships and creates relationships and we seek relationships and create relationships, why is it that when we die, we're just going to forget about relationships? No, it's a character of God. It's a character of us. We're made in God's image. So I think it's fair to assume that, hey, there will be relationships in heaven because we have them here on earth. And it's a characteristic of humans, which by default would mean it's a characteristic of God. And I don't think relationships are a sin either, because sin isn't a characteristic of God. And that's what leads to the bad things in relationships. But relationships itself aren't bad. That's why Adam even asked. Like, that's why God made someone for Adam to have a relationship in, because he was lonely. That's a long-winded way of saying.
Dave, do you want to breathe real quick before you keep going? No, I had to, like, interpret that in my mind. But, yeah, I kind of get
it. See what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, man, at the end of the day, you know, just enjoy life.
The end of the day, always start with a hey, because you never know what tomorrow may look like.
And be a happy blip.
And be a happy blip. Mm-hmm. Please, we got to make a t-shirt. Remember Octopus Inc., the custom t-shirt, and like the custom company that would make custom stuff for you?
Oh, I do. Wait, that actually just brought me back.
I know, I would see that commercial. But I'm saying, like, we got to call up Octopus Inc. and get them to make us happy blips. Like, make us some happy blip merch.
Yeah.
Wait, we'll be 18 next year. We could get matching tattoos of be a happy
blip. I don't want to get it.
Mom, you didn't hear that. No. You don't want tattoos?
No. I used to want tattoos. Or I used to, like, there was a phase where I really wanted to get a tattoo. But I kind of just realized that it's just not for me. It wouldn't fit me well, I don't think. Unless maybe a little. And I'm, like, I'm kind of a wimp about that. It seems like
needles
hurts.
Scare you.
Yeah, it seems like it really hurts. So.
You could get sedated, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, I think I don't. I mean, I'm not crazy about like all types of tattoos, but I think tattoos, if they're well thought out, well executed, I think it's cool. I think some of them are cool. Mm-hmm. I mean, dude, some people go crazy.
Like, I played a basketball game. Mind you, we're high schoolers. We're 17. I was telling my barber about this earlier today, but I was playing a basketball game against Denmark. Three kids had tattoos, and tattoos, okay, it's fine. One of the kids, full arm sleeve, and he had a chest, full, like, on, like, half of his chest, he had big old tattoo, full arm sleeve, and, like, you would think we beat them. You would think it's intimidating, and, like, it is. Definitely intimidating. We beat them. But, I mean, like, I don't know. It's just intimidating. But they were all right.
Imagine if you had they were pretty good.
They weren't great because we beat them at the end of the day. But it was intimidating, bro. Like, that scares me.
See what I mean? Like, tattoos are intimidating. I want to know, like, where did tattoos even get started? Because I know, like, prisoners have tattoos, and that's what makes them intimidating. I know it started outside of prison, because if you, like, go to, like, these, like, tribal Japanese places, and, like, they have their own way of making tattoos. But I've always thought tattoos were kind of cool. Of course, my dad has them, so, like, I think my dad's cool. My mom doesn't have them, I don't think. No, she doesn't. But I don't want, like, a full arm sleeve, because I know, like, I want to have, like, a tattoo, not, like, hidden. But, like, I don't want it, you know, if I go in for a job interview or something, or if I go into a nice place and I dress
nice. It makes
nice,
you look, like,
thuggish.
Thuggish.
You think so?
No,
I don't think thuggish is
right. It depends on the tattoo and where it is.
It does, but I feel like tattoos themselves, is like, it's like, I don't know. But I see what you're, like, I know what I'm trying to say.
It's not a stereotype, it's just how it is.
Yeah, because tattoos, especially, like, the full arm sleeves and, like, the crazy... I mean, loud
it's scary.
Ones.
Like, I think
it's scary.
It is, bro. You think that people went through that pain and it just looks like, it just, yeah.
I'm not fighting with that guy. He's got a tattoo on.
Yeah.
I saw one guy one time at a Mellow Mushroom. He had this huge Cobra Kai tattoo on his calf.
Really?
I mean, he was covered in, I'm talking like neck down to ankles. He was covered in tattoos.
Yeah.
But he's wearing shorts. You could see it like. From shorts, I was just like, man, that's crazy. I don't know if I'd ever get a TV show. There has not been a TV show that has moved me that much.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Ninjago.
Maybe I would get Master Wu tattooed on me somewhere.
Master Wu.
That would be tough. All
right.
How much time are we at?
We're currently at 45 minutes.
Pretty good. Wow, we've done good. Well, I mean, do we have to edit some stuff out because of the cat? You're leaving the cat
I'm
in
leaving
there.
Everything in.
Oh, my God.
This is raw footage. Raw everything.
Unreleased. Never seen footage.
Uncut. Like, literally nothing edited out. We're keeping it all in, guys. Just for you, Carl.
I don't know how I feel about that, but okay. Your call, sir.
What?
Unedited?
No, I'm leaving it.
Okay.
There's what's so bad? The cat? They're going to think that's gnarly. Your cat just killed a chipmunk.
Our cat actually has a tattoo. So he's thuggish.
That would be funny. All right. All right, guys. You know, this is episode 7. It's been fun. Episode 8. Hopefully coming soon. Hopefully not another 5 months from now.
We got Christmas break coming up, so maybe after finals we can.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, I have to drop my sister off at school, and I only have one day of finals, so I can probably go to your house. So yeah, we'll definitely. All I have to say, we'll get one out sooner. All
right, bet.
Rather than later.
All right, love y'all.
That was episode 6 and episode 7.
Episode 7. Peace.